Hi, thank you for calling the
Oh.
Roundup Helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Natalia. You're speaking with Sienna London.
Okay, Ms. Sienna, would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just ask you a few quick questions. Did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
No, okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with a law firm for this matter?
Yes.
Okay. And was it you or was it a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
No, that was me.
It was you. Okay.
Me.
I'm so sorry to hear about that. Are you in remission
Me
now or are
too.
you still getting treatment?
Yes. Thank you, God. Yeah, I mean, yes.
Yes. That's good. Okay. And when were you diagnosed? What year?
That was 2010.
2010. Okay. And then do you know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's by any chance?
You said subtype? Do you mean like the B cell lymphoma?
Yes, it was a B-cell lymphoma.
Yes, I didn't know that was a subtype, but yes, that's it.
Okay, no problem. So let me just note that here, B cell. Okay, and have you had more than one NHL diagnosis, or was it just that one?
Just that one.
Just that one. Okay, and then you said this was for yourself. Do you remember the date of the diagnosis back in 2010?
Oh shoot. It was July. It was July, you see, July, it was after Christmas birthday. 13, July 13th.
Of 2010. Okay. And for the Roundup usage, did you use it at work or at home?
No, home.
At home. Okay. Did you use it in the same place where you currently live or was it a different place?
Is that a different place?
Different place. Okay. What was the address of the place where you used Roundup?
It was, oh, I gotta remember my old address. Oh crap.
Or do you remember
I
the
don't
city?
remember my old address. I don't remember my old address. Hold on. I can, if you just give me 30 seconds to think, I can
No,
remember it. I'm
no
getting
problem.
old.
Yeah,
I forget this too much.
it's okay. Take your time.
I don't remember that address. Oh my God. It's been so long. I mean, it was almost 15 years ago. I do not remember the address.
Okay, that's fine. Do you remember the city where it was located?
Yeah, I was in Clarkston.
You said Parkson?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the state?
Georgia.
Parkson, Georgia?
Clark, like Clark Kent.
Oh, Clarkson. Okay, Clarkson, Georgia. Got it. Let's see. Clarkson, Georgia. Okay, so that was the location of where you used Roundup. And besides yourself, was there anybody else in your household that also used Roundup?
No.
No. Okay, no problem. And what was your age back in 2010 when you were diagnosed?
Oh, goodness gracious, grace of the fire. I believe. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. I believe I was 30. No, I'm not even 30. I'm not that old. I was. I don't remember what age I was in 2010. Today, this is 2024, right? So
Yes,
that was
ma'am.
14 years ago, and I was now, and I'll be 45 on Saturday. So you do 14 years without 31.
Okay, so you were in your early 30s, got it. Okay.
Yes.
All right, perfect, no problem. Just want to make sure you were
You're making
under
me
the
think of things I haven't thought about in a long time.
age. That's okay. To the best of your knowledge, that's fine. Thank you. Okay, so you were under the age of 80, but over the age of 18. Okay, so that's good. And then how many, I'm sorry, let me start over. When you sprayed Roundup, was it at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before the diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then in total, how many years did you use Roundup to the best of your knowledge?
Almost 10.
Almost 10 years?
Yes.
Okay. What year did you start using Roundup?
It was 2001.
2001. Okay. And then what year did you stop using it?
2010.
2010. Okay. All right. Yep. So almost 10 years. So it looks like 9 years. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on right now, is this your smartphone or is it a landline?
A smartphone.
Smartphone. Okay. The reason why I'm asking is because it looks like you might meet the minimum requirements. So it looks like we can move forward. Once I finish the questions, I would send you an electronic document to sign. It just gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
I just signed documents before I was transferred to you.
Oh, okay. You said you were transferred. So you signed, I believe you signed a release form to be able to speak to someone, but it wasn't the attorneys,
okay.
Right? You didn't sign a contract with a law firm?
No. Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
No.
Perfect.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So this will be the next step. This would be with the attorneys.
Okay.
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 All right. No problem. Let me continue with the questions here. I'm going to ask you about some illnesses and then some other medical information. So just let me know if any of that applies to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have you ever had any hepatitis B or C?
No.
No? Okay. What about HIV or AIDS or diabetes?
I'm sorry?
Have you had HIV or AIDS or diabetes?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you had rheumatoid arthritis, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
What the hell is that? No.
No? Okay, no problem. If you don't know what it is.
Epstein-Barr?
Yes, ma'am. You haven't been diagnosed with that?
I have no clue what that is, ma'am.
Okay, no problem. I mean, most likely you don't have it then. What about any
other... Most likely I'm going to Google it when I get off the phone with you because I don't never
yes.
heard of that.
Yeah. All right. And then have you had any other autoimmune diseases?
No.
No. Okay. What about an organ transplant?
No.
No. Okay. Any other cancer that required chemotherapy?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Have you ever had any other cancer that required chemotherapy?
No.
No, okay. What about family cancer history?
No.
No, okay. And then I have your name here as Sienna London. Do you have a middle name?
See, I go by Sienna London. I don't use my dad's name. It's just Sienna London.
Sienna London. Okay. Just so that is that your legal name as it appears on your license or birth certificate?
My middle name is on my license and my birth certificate, which is Christian.
Christian. Okay. So just the letter C for the middle initial or K?
C is C.
C. Okay. Sienna C. London. That's your name, correct? Sienna C. London?
Yes. Sienna Christian London.
Okay, perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And are you married?
Old woman. No, thank you.
Not married?
No.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
11/9/79.
11/9/79. Okay. And then for identification purposes for the attorneys, what is your full social?
Oh, I got to give my social security number to someone?
Yes, ma'am. This is a legal document, so the attorneys can verify your identity.
Okay. It's 076.
Uh-huh.
78-8994.
Okay. And again, this is a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. So you'll be talking to the attorneys once we're done with the intake form, okay?
You're not the attorney?
Okay. We are transferring you to the attorney. So I'm your intake specialist. I'm your step one. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've never did this before. I'm confused. Is everything you're asking me, I just did before with this man, and minus the Social Security, and then you're saying that I'm doing it a third time with someone else. I've never done it before, so I'm kind of confused. Sorry for the questions.
No, that's okay. I understand. It is a process. That's just how this works for the mass tort intake. So the first person, I believe it was a pre-qualification. This one is to submit to the attorneys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let me go ahead and continue here. And we're almost done here. So just a few more questions. Okay, so let me see. I have a phone number. Is this your cell phone number? The 470-469-6060?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your email address? What's a good email address that you can access?
Sienna dot London at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Okay. All right. And then how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your cancer? Was it through a commercial?
I'm sorry. Hold on a second.
Ma'am?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me? Sienna, can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, I can hear you. Shoot.
Okay, is everything okay? Is your connection fine?
Yeah, I was walking up the stairs. I'm sorry, I wasn't expecting to be on the phone this long. I have to walk up all these stairs.
Okay, I'm sorry. It looks like we only have about 15 more minutes. Do you have 15 minutes to finish the intake?
Oh, Christ. Okay.
Okay, I'll try to make this quickly. I do apologize. The questions are repetitive, but we're almost done. Okay. So you were diagnosed back in 2010. When did you find out that Roundup might have been connected to your cancer? Was it through a commercial? Was it online?
That's exactly what it was. It was commercials, and then after that, I Googled it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you Googled it, and then you saw a commercial on TV?
I saw the commercial first, yes.
Yes, okay, perfect. And then when was that? What, around what time? Was it this year, last year?
Oh, shit. No, it was this year.
This year, okay. All right. And then, okay, so I have your email. I have your phone number. What is your height and weight?
I'm sorry. What? I'm 5'9", 170-something, 175.
175,
and
okay.
So that's my height, my weight, 5'9", 175.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then now I'm going to ask you about Roundup. So when you used Roundup, did you use it for, I'm sorry, you did say you used it for at least one full year. Okay, so you started in 2001 to 2010. Did you use it every single month or was it just seasonally?
No, it's monthly.
Every single month?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so all throughout the year. And how many times per month?
I do not know how many times I used it. This is almost 15 years ago.
Okay.
It was more than once.
More than
just,
once
you
a
know,
month?
However you do your maintenance. Yeah.
Okay, would you say it was once a week or once every 2 weeks? It just depends how you are gardening.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Do you think it was every 2 weeks or once
a
week?
We can say once a month. Well, let's just say once a month. I don't, ma'am, it was almost 15 years ago. I went through a lot between 2010 and 2024. I'm not sure. I'll say once a month.
Once a month. Okay, no problem. I just have to write something down here. So to the best of your knowledge, okay, once a month. So 12 times in the year times 9 years, okay? So 108 exposures, according to the numbers here. Okay, and you use it every month. Did you use a hand sprayer? Was it a backpack or a tractor with hoses?
There's a sprayer.
A sprayer, okay. And did you ever use protective gear, like gloves or a mask?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, okay. All right, and it was residential. And then what state did you use it in? Was it in the state of Georgia?
Georgia, yes.
Okay. All right, so it was mostly in Georgia, and it was residential. Did you directly spray the Roundup, or were you around somebody else that used it?
I'm sorry?
For the exposure, were you the one directly spraying it, or were you around somebody else that sprayed it?
No, I was taking care of it. I was spraying it.
You were the one spraying it? Okay.
Yeah.
And do you live near a water well, or do you get your water from a well?
No.
No? Okay. Have you ever been exposed to benzene, Agent Orange, or any other herbicides?
No.
No? Okay. Do you know if the Roundup would have been a concentrate or a premix?
Concentrate.
Concentrate? Okay. And then where did you purchase it? What stores mostly?
Home Depot.
The Home Depot. Okay, perfect. And then do you happen to have any leftover bottles in the garage or anything like that?
15, no.
No. Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No.
No. Okay. Are you currently employed?
No.
No, okay. Did you ever lose time away from work from any surgeries or treatments related to your condition?
Absolutely. I didn't work for some time.
Okay. Can you provide the dates or the years that you were unable to work?
I'd have to think on that, ma'am. I'd have to literally sit down and think from back in 2010. To quote you exact dates and years and times, no, I cannot at the moment.
Okay, no problem. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
No, okay. And have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
No. Okay. And then I know you said it was, you know, it was a while ago, but do you happen to have medical records that would indicate the diagnosis, or do you have a way to request the records?
I'm not in town right now, but I can, you have permission to access them, or I would have to give them to you. I don't.
Okay, no problem. We don't need them right now. We don't need them today, but you are able to request them at another time.
I don't see why not. It's me, so.
Okay, no problem. And do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Gould, G-O-U-L-D.
G-O-U-L-D, okay. Do you know their first name?
Bruce,
that's B-R-U-C-E?
Yes.
Okay, and then do you know which facility it was, or what the name of the clinic or any the medical facility, or if it was a hospital?
Oh, it was on Wellstar. Wellstar Cobb Medical Center.
You said Wellstar Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. And what city was it located in?
Can you hear me?
No.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just hit my elbow.
Okay. Ma'am, what city was the Wellstar Medical Center located in?
Also.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Austell.
Austell, Georgia?
Yes, Austell, Georgia.
Okay, perfect. Just so I can pull up the address here on Google, give me one second. Okay, and then anything you would like to share on the recorded line? How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Anything physical, mental, emotional, or financial? Anything you want to share to add to the case?
It impacted me in every way, but I don't want to add anything to it. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. All right, no problem. Let's see. We have the medical name, medical practice, and then what type of treatment did you receive for your NHL? Was there any stem cell transplant, any chemotherapy, immunotherapy, surgeries, or anything else?
They did a lot of stuff. I had radiation.
Radiation.
And I had immunotherapy. I had to get pain medication.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So chemotherapy, radiation, and pain medication. When was the last time that you were treated? What year?
That was 2010.
2010. Okay. Okay, so back in 2010. And then we're almost done here. The last thing I need from you is your current mailing address because it's different from the old place, right?
Yeah, I didn't give you the address to the old place. I gave you...
Oh, that's right. You just gave me the city.
The address to where I am currently.
That's right.
Right,
okay.
The address to where I am currently.
Let's see here. Let me go back up. I think you gave it to the person that transferred you, but it didn't translate over here. I just have Clarkson, Georgia for the home where you used Roundup. Uh-huh. So what is your current mailing address?
Oh. 31.
Uh-huh.
76.
Uh-huh.
Elmendorf Drive, Northwest.
You said Almond Draft Drive?
E as in Echo.
Uh-huh.
L as in Larry.
Uh-huh.
M as in Mary. E as in Echo. N as in Nancy. D as in David. R as in Romeo. No, I'm sorry. It's O as in Oscar. R as in Romeo. F as in Frank. O-R-F.
Oh. Okay. Got it. Elmendorf. Got it. Okay. 3176 Elmendorf.
Drive Northwest.
Drive Northwest. Okay. Is that Kennesaw, Georgia?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. That's what pops up here. Okay. 3176. Is there a unit number or anything?
No.
No. Okay, perfect. And then the last thing is we request an emergency contact number just in case something happens to you. If you become unresponsive for an extended period of time, we'll reach out to your emergency contact so there is no disruptions in your case. So for the emergency contact, do they live with you or live separate?
Emergency contact. I don't
It could be a friend. It could be a family member.
They don't live with me.
Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
My godbrother.
Is it godbrother?
Yes.
Okay. And what is his name?
Tyrone Jacobs.
Tyrone Jacobs. Okay. And his phone number?
678.
Okay.
777-2361.
2361. All right. Perfect. And that's it for the questions for the intake here. Thank you, Sienna, for your patience. Now, what I'll do is, like I said earlier, I'll send you over an electronic document to sign. It's the retainer agreement. This gives permission to the attorneys to review the information and start working on the case, okay?
Okay.
All right. So go ahead and put me on speaker if you need to. I'll stay on the line with you. It'll just be a DocuSign. I'll send it through email and a text message. And I'll stay on the line with you in case you need any help navigating the page, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly. And then you'll see it right now. It'll say, Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign, something like that. Let's see here. Okay, and just to make sure, it's sienna.london@yahoo.com.
Yes.
All right, perfect. Yes, so it'll be a contract for the Roundup lawsuit. The first page, it just explains that you give permission to the attorneys to work on it. And then I think the second one would be an authorization form for them to pull medical records.
Okay. That's funny. Oh, wait. Are you sending it via text message?
Yes. So it'll come to your text message and also your email. It's the same thing. They just send it to both so that you can open whichever one's easier.
Okay. Just a moment.
Uh-huh. No problem. Take your time.
Natalie Hodgson is your DocuSign. Okay. Continue. Agree.
And while you do that, I'm going to send you another text message with the contact information of the attorneys, okay? So you can save it.
Okay. I'm here. And then you sign again. I'm going to sign right here. Then sign right there. Then sign right there.
All right. So it looks like you signed everything. I just got a notification here. So everything looks good. Okay, so let me send over the other text. Again, my name is Natalia. I'm your step one, your intake specialist. The law firm that will be representing you, their name is Pulaski, and I sent you over their phone number. Just wait about 5 business days so they can review the information, and then they'll give you a call back. They'll let you know what to expect next, okay?
Okay.
All right, and that's it for today, ma'am. Thank you so much for your patience, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, likewise.
Thank you. Bye-bye.